Ceremony. I'll just read out the verse of repentance. This is also something that traditionally would be chanted roughly once every 2 weeks on the new moon and the full moon. So this is one version. This is from Okamura, Living by Vow. All the karma ever created by me since of old, through greed, anger, and self-delusion, which has no beginning, born of my body, speech, and thought, and now I now make full repentance of it. So that's what is chanted in the ordination ceremony. So what does this mean? Is it another thing to feel guilty about? So I want to say, what I'm going to be speaking here is actually based on what Okamura says in the Living by Vow book, riffing on that. So the first thing to say with regard to repentance is that from a Zen perspective, there are two kinds of repentance. There's what's called form, repentance with form, and repentance which is formless. And they roughly correspond to repentance with form is a repentance which is connected with our relative personal self, and the formless repentance is something beyond that. And I'm going to focus on the first of these two this week, and we'll see how we go. Maybe I'll do both, or the second will be next week. So looking at repentance with form first of all, and the chant that I just gave was a chant connected with this repentance with form. And it really is about acknowledging and letting go the mistakes that one makes. And so kind of the official Buddhist line would be it's the ways in which you might have broken the precepts in the last couple of weeks. But more broadly, if we look at the three pure precepts, endeavour to do no harm, endeavour to do good, and do this for the benefit of all beings, then the repentance can look at anything really connected with where we feel we've not done what we should have done, and we feel bad about it. And in the chant that I just gave, you'll recall it spoke about, I can't remember what phrase it used. It has what's known as the three poisons in there. So this translation uses greed, anger, and self-delusion as the three poisons. The three poisons are the ways in which our egos kind of get wrapped up into the world. They're also sometimes known as the three fires, the things that burn us. And so greed, desire, and delusion. It's always like I spoke before about dukkha, suffering, or dissatisfaction, or dis-ease, how it's difficult to translate that into English. It's the same with the three poisons. Greed doesn't quite capture it. Desire doesn't quite capture it. What it is attraction to some things, wanting some things and not wanting other things, and so being drawn towards and so that could be something as simple as food, and just wanting enough is already a manifestation of this drive, though it's not necessarily a drive that's got kind of out of hand causing problems if you're just wanting enough. So we need to observe the ways in which we want things, that we avoid things, and that we, when we're talking about the ignorance is the third, self-delusion, delusion, it's really saying not noticing, getting caught up in the personal self and not noticing that there's something beyond the personal self. So these can have effects in our life in many different ways. And I think it's important to acknowledge that if we are human, as we are, we will make mistakes. So it's not the case that that you become some perfect being, but rather that we will make mistakes. Even when we do our best, even when we are really careful, then there will be things, will be mistakes that we make, or alternatively there might be suffering that's caused anyway. And the repentance with form is to effectively say, okay, how are these mistakes arising in my life? What kind of mistakes do I tend to make often? Have I made particularly big mistakes because I wasn't paying attention? And then effectively just acknowledging them and letting them go. Effectively saying sorry to individuals if appropriate. Acknowledging in one's heart the nature of the mistake. Feeling the feelings that go with that. It might be a feeling of guilt, shame, that sort of thing. So feeling those feelings, but then letting go of the feelings and the act itself. So repentance is effectively facing up to the mistakes, acknowledging them, feeling the feelings that go with that, and then letting go of them into Zazen practice. And that is exactly what repentance is. Repentance is acknowledge and let go. So we are repenting. When we do repentance, we're repenting of all the mistakes that we've made, and many we will not have noticed. And it says that the source of these mistakes has no beginning, and this is a kind of recognition of that we are shaped by forces beyond our personal self. With what will be called in traditional Buddhism and the Vedic tradition, it will be karma, the law of karma. The law of karma being action, and that what one, I suppose another way of saying it, is it what one sows, so one reaps. I think that might be a Christian proverb. Effectively, that the law of karma says that we have been shaped by our pasts, and we create shape, and we create patterns that go into the future. We can to some extent cut that through the practice of Zazen, by becoming aware of the patterns that make us up. So karma is effectively the product. Karma means action, and karma is effectively the product of the grooves within our minds coming together with the structure of the outside world. And so that we have habits and tendencies in our mind, and events in the outside world hook onto these, and then it means that actions will arise. And when we repent, we're repenting of effectively all our karma, all the ways in which we create, even sometimes stuff that appears to be good. We might be repenting of that too, especially if our ego gets tangled up too much in that good thing. Something that Okamura writes quite a lot on, about how doing good can become an act of ego. So it's recognizing, so repentance is recognizing that our perspective, it's recognizing that we will always make mistakes because we are relative beings, that our perspective is always limited, because even if things look like they're okay, and we don't need to feel guilty about them, the knock-on effects beyond the immediate environment are beyond our knowing. We can't know what the impact of all the actions we take. So we acknowledge that maybe we have accidentally caused harm and suffering, let go of that effectively. Yeah, so Okamura also said that that if we look at in the event, if we look at the what's going on with repentance, repentance is kind of looking backwards in our lives, and then the vows of the Bodhisattva are looking forwards in our lives, and so they're kind of two sides of the same thing. Repentance is saying, in the past I didn't do so great, and the vows are saying, in the future I will try to be aware and therefore do better. And so that is repentance with form, and I will actually speak about formless repentance as well, because we've got enough time. Yeah. So repentance with form is, there is something specific that we want to acknowledge. It might be a particular issue that we've done, or it might be just saying, the actions that I have taken, I can't be aware of all of their consequences. I repent of anything bad that comes out of them. So the second verse, which is a verse of absolute repentance, says, the ocean of all karmic hindrances arises solely from delusive thoughts. If you wish to make repentance, sit in upright posture and be mindful of the true reality. All misdemeanors like frost and dew are melted away in the sun of wisdom. So this is a different kind of thing. This is not the same as what we just spoke about. This is, in some ways, it's going beyond the kind of act of repenting for the mistakes that you might accidentally create. And what it says is that the practice of Zazen itself is an act of repentance. That simply by sitting in Zazen and noticing the patterns that occur in the mind, occur in our lives as well, and letting go of those patterns, then naturally, unconsciously and automatically, our mind will make less mistakes. And so the act of repentance is simply sitting, opening to the mind and allowing the practices of Zazen to steadily transform it over time. And this is called absolute repentance, because or formless repentance, because in the other form it's a repentance of particular deeds by our personal selves, whereas the absolute repentance, the formless repentance, is effectively not about particular deeds, but it's about effectively repenting of the issues that our minds cause everybody through a practice of purifying the mind through Zazen, allowing the problems that we have, problems that we cause, to melt away like snow, is what the verse says. Melted away like frost and dew are melted away in the sun of wisdom. So in other words, it's the idea is that simply awareness of the mind, in the mind, is going to transform the negative karma within the mind. And that itself, that act of practicing Zazen, is an act of repentance of the deeds that have been caused by the patterns in our minds in the past. And so in some ways it's a cleansing, it's a renewal. And repentance is considered a cleansing in both forms, whether it's the relative form or the absolute form. In the relative form, it's considered a cleansing of our past deeds to make us ready to take the vows. In the absolute form, effectively, through the practice, we're both cleansing ourselves and therefore repenting, and also creating space for the vows to manifest in our minds. So, that is, oh yeah, okay, so I mentioned earlier on that Okamura speaks about how charitable acts can often have egocentric motivations. He says that our good deeds that generate karmic hindrance make us arrogant and careless. We've become blind to the fact that we're still limited, ordinary, self-centered human beings. So this is this for him is an important part of repentance, is not just looking at the problems we cause, but looking at how the acts that we do that maybe can be seen as good are make us overly egoic, and we should repent of that as well, effectively. As I said before, it's better to do good than bad. So don't think he's saying you shouldn't do good stuff, but he's saying that one's ego should let go of the idea that we need to that we need to kind of feel individually proud of this, which I spoke a bit about a couple of weeks ago, I think. So we need to let go of that desire to kind of have the credit for it, etc. Just simply do it. Okay, so I think I'll stop there, and I'll open if anyone's got any questions about repentance.